Where do mysteries come from? Nobody knows. But they end here. This is England, and this magnificent pile is Bluebell End. It is the ancestral seat of the famous occult investigator, Lord Zimbabwe. His is the realm of the unknown, the field of twilight and the tenebral. He is a walker in the ether, a lord of the ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. Episode 2. The Adventure of the Missing Lost Soul.
Saramin! Saramin!
Yes, your lordship?
The telephone, Theremin.
I'm intrigued, sir. Do go on.
It's ringing, ma'am.
Fascinating, sir. Thank you so much. If there are any further unmissable events, be sure to tell me.
Oh, honestly, the indignity. Zimbabwe speaking. Ah, Holmes. How is Mrs. Holmes? Oh, are you? Well, give him my best. Now, what can I do for you? Has he by Dave? Well, I wouldn't go. I agree. I'm sure a mountain holiday will do you good, but not with Professor Moriarty. Yes, I like waterfalls too, but he's a devious and despicable master criminal. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Holmes. That is physically impossible and breaks at least 3 taboos. And yours. Good day, Holmes. Theremin, there's someone at the door.
Send them in.
Really, this is intolerable.
Hello?
My compliments, madam. What a splendid trumpet.
Well, thank you.
A pleasure to meet you, Lord Zimbabwe.
No, I'm not. I was assuming you were Lord Zimbabwe. What are you doing living in this house? You must get out! Police!
Madam, please calm yourself. I am Lord Zimbabwe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am the Contessa del Monte. Oh, forgive me. I have been so worried lately.
No. Worrying, my dear Contessa, is like the Dance of the Seven Veils. It only makes things harder.
Quite. Well, I heard that you investigate strange happenings.
And brouhahas, yes. Do come in. May I take your umbrella?
No, it was a present.
Ah.
Oh, what a beautiful rug. What is it?
Koala. Pray, be seated.
Grazie. I read in the newspaper about your brilliance in catching the Essex vampire. I hope that you will be able to bring me some relief.
Do bears respect woodland? No case has yet bested me. However, I must warn you, it is no teensy matter to lose one's soul.
You know, but how?
My dear Contessa, it is unfeasibly peasy. I deduce from your trousers tucked into your socks and your sandals that you have no sense of style. The creases in your brown corduroys suggest that you have been dancing in a side-to-side motion, but the creases are irregular, betraying the fact that you have no sense of rhythm. Your hair has been coiffured into a mid-80s mullet.
Mid-80s?
Yes, the 1880s were a notoriously uncool decade. And finally, and most worryingly, your cardigan and your beard.
So, can you help?
Perhaps. I fancy we shall need to enlist the help of my colleague, Dr. Lilac.
Oh, it's just terrible. I've developed a taste for folk singing.
There, my dear. You have come to the right place. Would you care for some tea?
Oh, thank you.
I shall have my butler bring it. Theremin!
What?
You will bring us tea in the main hall?
Certainly, sir. In which alternative universe will this be occurring?
My butler, he am. Crisp?
No, thank you.
Very well. Pray follow me. Let us consult the good doctor.
This fear Zeta.
Good day to you, Doctor. How goes your industry at the coalface of scientific endeavor?
Ah, your lordship, how are you? I have not seen you for 3.3 days. I must apologize. I have been perfecting my new molecular ray.
Indeed, my dear Doctor. Your dedication to science is as a virgin birth. It is without par.
So. I am about to test my new ray on this common or garden woodlouse. Please observe the changes in the woodlousal behavior.
Did that woodlouse just tut?
My dear doctor, success once again, bravo. You've managed to induce premenstrual tension in a woodlouse.
So, this is correct. Observe now as it begins to pout.
Exemplary. And even plate throwing. A magnificent achievement. You have surpassed yourself, Doctor.
Please, you are too kind. But I must say that I believe this represents a seminal scientific... Liebling, come back! Yeah, she has gone to her mother's.
Extraordinary. My compliments, Doctor. This almost parallels your Rastafarian Winkle.
Thank you. And now tell me, what brings you here?
Doctor, I have the great honor of introducing the Contessa del Monte.
A pleasure. Please, take a seat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your pussycat. Is he all right?
Actually, Schrödinger is dead. Well, both dead and alive at the same time.
Yeah, this is not strictly true. He exists in a quantum state whereby... What? I do not understand you, Schrödinger.
What is he saying, Doctor?
He's complimenting the Contessa on her beauty and... Contessa, do you have a garage?
Why?
Schrödinger says he wishes to park his pink Cadillac in it.
Yes, Doctor. The Contessa has come to seek our help in retrieving her soul.
Her soul? But this is mere religion. The soul is simply a label applied by human beings to the chaotic and random sensory signals our brains receive every day. It is merely a function of the natural need for order, for some sort of strong and charismatic leadership, which will bring efficiency and glory to everyone's proud... What I am saying is there must be a rational explanation.
Not always. May I remind you of our meeting with the Loch Ness Monster?
The Loch Ness Monster? You saw it?
Well, I certainly did.
Bravo, sir. You're doing very well. Keep praying, och I the new.
This is ridiculous. Scientifically, there is clearly no such thing as...
The beast! The beast! It's the monster!
Nonsense! This is not a monster!
What? Are you insensible? Look at that horned head! The humps!
But it is merely a swimming giraffe, pursued by four sticklebacks bearing rucksacks.
Oh, help! Help!
Simon, shoot it!
Damn this deafness.
The giraffe was hungry due to the lack of suitable vegetation, no doubt. That was the only plausible explanation.
So, Contessa, you have lost your soul. The question is, how? Have you become an estate agent recently?
No.
A member of parliament?
No.
Advertising executive?
No.
Have you signed any pacts with the devil?
No. Oh, yes. Oh, what a dizzy cow.
As I suspected.
Is there anything you can do?
The only way to retrieve your soul is to confront the devil himself. Come. We must prepare.
But, Your Lordship, how is this possible?
We shall go to hell.
I couldn't have put it better myself, sir.
Yes. We shall go to hell itself and rescue your soul. Now, go in peace and rest assured we shall return as soon as possible.
Oh, thank you. And good luck.
What hell? Where is hell?
If I might suggest Bournemouth, sir.
Theremin, pass me that tome up there.
Shall I fetch your bicycle, sir? Then you can get on it.
Wait, Theremin. Don't trouble yourself. I shall fetch the book. Now. Here it is. The Ladybird Book of Classical Things. Now, according to Virgil, the entrance to hell is at Lake Avernus. To Italy! We must travel on the Occident Express from London tonight. There is no time to lose. Theremin, effect the necessary means for our obtaining tickets to London.
Very well, sir. Get tickets to London.
Here, Elf, look at that. Would you, Adam and Eve?
Oh, blimey, a woodlouse trying to park a motor car. Oh, come on, love. You can get a large horse and cart in there. Come on. Oh, dear.
Ah, the vibrant metropolis. When a man is tired of London, he has been here for over a minute.
Yeah, we should board this cab, no?
Victoria, driver.
No, sir, it's Dennis.
No, we wish to take a train.
Oh, I can't carry one of them, sir. I ain't got a room.
My man, I am, like a malodorous doctor, rapidly losing patience. Must you be so obtuse?
Oh, not sure, sir. As you can see by my flat cap, braces and grubby face, I'm in fact working class. Consequently, I don't know what obtuse means. It's quite beyond the limits of my loquacity.
Confound it. A silver crown to take us to Victoria Railway Station.
Oh, I can't afford that, sir.
Allow me, sir. I speak the vernacular. Now listen up, you grumble and grunt. If you want your cobblers back, you'd better take this smash and grab to Victoria Station, or I'll cut off your night flight to Venus and shove it up your Windsor Castle.
About 10 to 3, Gov.
Bravo, Theramin. Right, off we go.
Giddy up!
Theramin, come back!
This seems a little extravagant, Your Lordship. Such luxury.
Indeed, but travel, my dear Doctor, is like teaching a course in personal hygiene to the French. One must do it with a little class.
Oh, spare me. I'll be under the bar if you need me, sir.
Tell me, is that not Hercule Poirot, the detective?
I rather think it is. Poirot, old fellow!
Ah, Monsieur Zanzibar!
Zimbabwe.
No, Poirot, I thought you were Zimbabwe. What are you doing in his clothes with his companions? You will not get away with this, you evil shape-changing pixie creature! I, Hercule Poirot, shall finish you!
I am Lord Zimbabwe, and this is Dr. Lilac.
The inventor of the donkey press. Oh, this is indeed an honor.
How are things in France?
Belgium. What brings you to the Occident Express?
A client of mine has sold her soul to the devil.
Ah, so you are going to hell to retrieve it, of course. Come, you must join our table. You will recognize, of course, the celebrated authoress and Pekingese breeder, Dame Archibaldi Atwank.
Hello, young...
Madam, you are the paragon of grace and finesse.
That was the dog. Bad boy, Derek. I am 93, you know.
I am your most humble servant.
Oh, good. Would you get me some soup?
No, madam, you misunderstand.
This isn't my house.
What can you smell, Schrödinger? There are no cabbages here.
I was in the war, you know.
Yes, well, it is getting late. If you'll excuse us.
I think it may be time to retire.
Yeah, this would be best. After all, at your age, your faculties will begin to...
How dare you! I am Poirot, the greatest living Belgian!
Well, I bid you good night.
Britisher, aye! Dame Archibaldia has been murdered!
Nobody move! The murderer shall not escape. Dr. Lilac, be so good as to have all the posh guests assemble in the restaurant car for 1700.
But that was 2 centuries ago.
Very well, let us do it now. Come along, Poirot, let me instruct you in my methods, my dear Frenchman.
Oh, Belgian, you really...
Thank you all for gathering here. Now, every one of you had a motive for killing Dame Archibaldia.
Yeah, she was an irritating, smelly old woman.
Thank you, Doctor.
But the culprit is obvious, my dear Zalazou. We must simply use our little grey cells, eh? She was clearly murdered by evil shape-changing pixie creatures.
Really, Poirot? That is what you said in the case of the man who was eaten by a tiger.
Oui, mais it could well have been.
And is it not true that you have blamed pixies for every misfortune, including the discovery of women's undergarments in the personal armoire of a certain famous French detective?
Belgian! Oh, no! You have shown me up to be an incompetent fool again in the front of everyone! Adieu, cruel world!
What a tragic waste.
Yes, it was from eating all those pies.
Poor Poirot. There are so few famous detectives left. Holmes and I are the last.
Ah, the mountain air. Isn't it lovely all the way up here, Moriarty?
Call me Quentin. Yes, Sherlock, this immense waterfall is magnificent. I'm so glad you came after all.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
No, no, the pleasure is all mine. Oh, give me a hug.
Come here.
Look out! The rocks are slippery!
So, who is the murderer?
Patience, my dear Doctor. We shall very soon discover. I have a method that never fails. Theramin, the divining rods. Ah, here. I shall get them. Now, whomsoever the rods shall indicate, it is they who committed this heinous crime. Ah.
Brilliant, sir. Arrest that wardrobe.
I believe I must rethink this question. I shall retire to my cabin to ponder.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Italy. Bella, bella! Hey, mamma mia! Quattro formaggi! Today's government, sponsored by Mafia Inc., is the Social Democratic Fascist Communists. We will shortly be arriving at Italy Station. Please be careful to take all your belongings with you when you leave, as we will be nicking them from you later.
Ah, Italy, land of opera and cowardice.
According to the map, this is Lake Avernus.
My intuition tells me that this accursed moor is the entrance to Hades.
Bravo, sir. You worked that out just from the sulphurous fumes and smoke.
And this inscription, all hope abandon, ye who enter here.
Onward, men! Ah, yes. Now, this is
death. Onward to hell.
My lord Satan.
Speak, O angel of death.
Zimbabwe is here.
He will not get far.
What an awe-inspiring vista. We're on the banks of the River Lethe. It is said that he who swallows the waters of the Lethe instantly forgets the entire sum of his knowledge.
Fortunate for you, sir.
Yes, then I mean...
Look out! What are these creatures?
Harpies!
Harpies!
I warned you, it always comes back.
Run!
What are they?
They have the body of an enormous bird and the heads of embittered Sunday newspaper columnists.
Unclaw me, you
fiend! It's taking him! Shoot it, Sammy! Be careful! You are within millimeters of hitting his lordship!
Damn these sights!
Excuse me, unkind sir, but our colleague has into the River Lethe fallen. Can you please tell us to where it leads?
Oh, certainly. It leads to a lovely place with flowers in it where the devil lives.
Oh, dear.
Wait, according to this map, you must be the gullible.
Yeah, right, if you say so.
This is terrible. How did you come to be in these infernal regions?
Well, we went on this course to stop being gullible, haven't you?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It only cost £12,000. The teacher sat us all down and said none of us was really gullible deep down, we all believed her immediately. Then this nice chap with horns said if we sold him our souls, we could spend eternity in perpetual torment. So we did.
But this is not rational. Being gullible is not a sin.
No, if you say so.
You do not have to be gullible, though. Surely you can be taught some sense of...
Oh, yeah, he's right. Let's follow.
Hindenburg and Bratwurst. Come, Selman, we must find his lordship quickly. We can follow the path of the river.
Yeah, we're with you all the way.
We'll find a sweet shop over that cliff.
Really? Well, this cliff here.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who are you?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
Follow us! Yes, we'll help you find out.
Don't listen to them. They're the liars.
No, we're not.
They're lying to you.
So we are.
No, they're not.
Shut up, everyone. We are the bossy.
No, you aren't.
Who are you?
The naysayers.
No, we're not.
Quiet.
I'm taking charge here. We are the megalomaniacs, and I am the leader.
No, I am!
Zanzibar! Don't you remember me? It's me, Poirot!
What circle are you from?
The circle of the rubbish Belgians. Zanzibar, you must get me out of here.
There he is! Your lordship!
Whose lordship?
Your Lord Zimbabwe.
Not me. He says my name's Zanzibar.
Messerschmitt und Volker. He can remember nothing. We must conclude it is due to the waters of Lethe. Your lordship, snap out of it.
Allow me, sir.
Theremin, is enough.
Theremin, doctor, thank you.
Theremin, he's himself now.
Much obliged, Theremin.
The pleasure's all mine, sir.
Zazu, you must get me out of here.
We shall do our utmost, my dear Poirot. We shall treat with the devil for your soul, or by Germany he shall rue the day.
My lord Satan, they are reunited.
Do not worry, my angel of death. We shall see what they make of the sowers of discord.
I represent the circle of the nymphomania. Hmm.
But this is inaccurate. According to the coordinates, we are in the circle of the sowers of discord.
I'm delighted to make your acquaintance, my dear.
Ooh, come with me, big boy.
You've got the wrong man.
Perhaps you will give me a tour of your realm whilst my companions wait.
Oh. Your lordship, I have calculated to four significant figures that we are in the circle of the sowers of discord.
Oh, nonsense, doctor. What possible discord could this charming creature produce?
Are you suggesting that my calculations are inaccurate?
It is possible, doctor. I remind you of when you miscalculated pi by two cherries.
Impossible.
I think not.
Never. I have never been more than one...
I see, my dear doctor. The seeds of discord have been sown between us. Our souls have been corrupted. We have been transformed into enemies.
But this cannot be. It is impossible. In fact, this quest is predicated on impossibility. This mission to find a soul is kaput. The soul does not exist.
Doctor, are you blind? You maintain that our souls do not exist, and yet we are here. I put it to you that we are our souls.
This is... Wait. You just said we are our souls. Saramin, have you no riposte?
Oh, that's sweet of you. I prefer to hear you two talk. You have such lovely voices.
Tuchverderber, you are right. Something is definitely terribly wrong.
Indeed. Now you see. Let us make haste.
Bones, we have got past all the obstacles. My angel of death, you will fly to block their path.
Yes, Majesty.
I think we're safe now.
Is this Kansas?
No, Theramin.
Thank heavens for that.
Halt! You shall not pass.
You are mistaken, by St. Gary. We shall pass. I am Zimbabwe, Lord of the Ectoplasm. Make way, whoever you may be.
I am death.
I said, make way, whoever you may be.
No, I am the angel of death, reaper of souls. Now, prepare to meet my scythe.
Very well. En garde! You will never take me.
Now, you will feel death.
Spukhafte Fernwirkungen. Where did that wardrobe fall from?
It didn't fall. It is trying to murder him, Doctor. That is the very wardrobe that murdered Dame Archibaldia Twank. The divining rods never lie. Come, we must make haste while death is distracted. Lucifer!
So, finally arrived, despite all my efforts.
Do you expect me to die?
No, Mrs. Zimbabwe. I expect you to talk.
I demand the soul of Contessa del Monte.
You think you can come here and threaten me? I am Satan, Lucifer, Lord of the Flies.
And you are undone.
Oh, God.
There is only one way you can retrieve the worthless soul you seek. You must face me in a duel.
Very well.
Pitiful. I mean nothing so pedestrian as swordplay. I mean this. Let the duel begin.
You are a nimble fiddler, O Satan. Theramin, my Stradivarius.
Very well, sir. Sir, if I might interrupt you for one second.
Not now, Theramin.
If I might just borrow the instrument.
But Theramin, you do not play.
That's better.
Yeah, I agree, Schrödinger. I also did not think a violin would fit up that orifice.
What is going on here?
Pardon me, you still have a coat hanger on you.
Yes, yes, all right.
Now that Satan has been deflowered, death, you are the new ruler of hell. And I am therefore honor-bound to ask you to release Poirot.
Very well, take him. We have more than enough rubbish Belgians. But as you leave Hades, you must not look back. Now be gone.
I think we are nearly back at the entrance to hell.
Still with us, Poirot? Poirot?
Is that him behind you, sir?
I'm not falling for that old trick, Theramin.
I am here. It is very good of you to rescue me, Lord Zabaglione.
Zimbabwe.
Sir, your arse has fallen off.
What? Back here behind me. Oh, no!
Home at last.
Ah, my sweet Bluebell End.
Spare me the poetry.
But Liebling, late? It is only 12:07 and 535 milliseconds. Liebling, please. Also, your lordship, another case is solved.
Indeed, Doctor. I think we handled that rather well.
I couldn't agree less, sir.
Also, I cannot shake off the feeling that we have forgotten something.
Ectoplasm was written by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. It starred Nick Romero as Lord Zimbabwe, Dan Friedman as Dr. Lilac, Peter Donaldson as Theramin, Sophie Aldred as the Contessa Del Monte, and Custard out of Rhubarb and Custard as Schrodinger. All other parts were played by members of the cast, except for the Woodlouse, who appeared as herself. The producer was Helen Williams.
Contessa Del Monte, take Jimmy Osmond to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do!